your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And don't forget to visit Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. A brand new comic just hit within the last, 48 hours or so, Dale?
Yeah, I got it last night.
So, anarchyinyourhead.com, great liberty-oriented comics for the internet world, and occasionally appearing in print in various different publications, hopefully more over time. Also, some great essays by Dale himself. You will find all of that and more at anarchyinyourhead.com. All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. And unscreened caller, you are on the line on the amp line. Hello there.
Hello, this is Keith in Connecticut.
And Keith, what's
calling,
on?
A recent trip to Keene and about the goals of civil disobedience.
Okay, certainly. Go ahead.
All right. I was actually up there for the trials for Nick Ryder and David Krause, if I'm remembering those names correctly.
These are two of the disorderly six. There are two gentlemen who decided to remain in a public court lobby when they were told they had to leave, as one of their friends was being tortured as he was being arrested in another room. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, and they decided they wanted to stay there to try to monitor the situation in what was supposedly a public court lobby, but they were arrested for disorderly conduct. You actually came out here to visit and saw that those trials?
Yes, sir. Actually, up visiting, just kind of getting familiar with the area. We're intending to move up in about 2 years.
Oh, wow, great.
But as a consequence, I looked up on Free Keene and found that that was one of the events happening that week, and wanted to kind of touch base with the group. We caught the end of Social Sunday, but not this was my girlfriend and I, to clarify the week.
Mm-hmm.
But so we stopped by for the afternoon. We saw the beginning of Nick's trial, which of course turned into a circus, and we ended up wandering off once it went to the secret chamber. But I think I was more... That part was pretty unintentional on the civil disobedience side of things. You know, they got caught up and really had no intention of being locked up.
I'm a little confused as to what you're getting at. I'm sorry. I'm a little lost here as to what you're getting at.
I was simply clarifying that Nick and David didn't intend to disobey. The police kind of did it for them, you know, just by being present there.
Well, they hadn't gone in that day with the intention of being disobedient, but when they arrested Sam Dobson from the Obscure Truth Network, one of our co-hosts on this show and a documentary filmmaker, when they arrested Sam, that was when they decided to go ahead and remain there despite the police's order to disperse.
Yeah, I don't think anybody intended to, Sam included. I think it was just...
Expected that he would probably get arrested for bringing the camera up into the courtroom. That's why they arrested him, because he did have a camera, and they supposedly have a rule against it.
It seemed to me like he wanted to challenge them, you know, about that order, the supposed order that actually wasn't signed, and get all that on film, and then, you know, but I don't know, you know, kind of. I think he seemed surprised to me when they actually.
I remember talking to him beforehand, and I remember him expressing that he was. You know, pretty much expected them to arrest him for having the camera. Because they had arrested Dave Ridley, another filmmaker. They arrested him just a month earlier for the same exact thing.
Okay.
So go ahead there with your thoughts, caller.
I think moreover, I'm just kind of curious of the overall goal of certain acts of civil disobedience. For example, Jesse chose to till up the garden there in Central Square. Was there any... I'm not really seeing what that accomplished.
Well, you're talking about the illegal gardening event, where what had occurred prior to that was the city council had voted to give $5,000 taxpayer dollars to a co-op, a privately funded co-op that had gone to the city council and had begged them for money, and they ponied up. They gave
a study whether or not a co-op was possible.
Right, feasibility
study. Which likely will put the farmers market out of business over there. But
there is that factor, too. And so Jesse decided decided that in response to the city council's favoritism toward this particular company, that he would go ahead and show that you don't need $5,000 to do a feasibility study to figure out how to have a garden. You just need to go out and plant the damn garden.
Let's have a community garden. We'll start right here.
Right. So that's what he did. He went to the central square here in Keene, New Hampshire, and he brought a hoe with him and some dirt and some seeds. And a rifle, because it is New Hampshire, and you can do that. He began hoeing the ground and was arrested for that. So it was really a statement counter to what the council had done. It was really more of a political statement.
Yeah, it bothered me a little bit only because I don't think a co-op. I mean, yes, people garden and stuff for co-ops, but a co-op isn't that. A co-op is when people come together to trade goods, you know, and buy goods in bulk and things like that.
It certainly wasn't perfect civil disobedience. I give him points for poetry.
He's looking at jail time for it, I'll tell you that. So yeah. When they did arrest him, and he's facing, I think, 3 days in jail. And he is, I believe he is planning to appeal that. So does that answer your question?
I think it's more of a, when you say a perfect civil disobedience, what would that accomplish for you? How would that be a step towards more liberty?
A perfect civil disobedience? What's a perfect? Who are you talking to about a perfect civil disobedience?
I guess he's asking me. Oh. I think Rosa Parks. Here, I'll give you the example of Rosa Parks. She did what could be arguably be called perfect civil disobedience. She was an older black woman who, didn't give up her seat on the bus to go to the back of the bus. She was trained civil disobedience. She had gone to several classes. There had been a couple of cases, and I read one of them on the air here at one point, of people prior to that who had done the same thing, but the civil rights movement didn't get behind them because they weren't perfect incidents. So for one, there was this girl who was pregnant, young girl pregnant, who decided she wasn't going to do it. They let her, spend her little time in jail for not doing it. So there's, there's sort of better and worse as far as from a PR standpoint.
I don't know if that answered your question. Was your question about
the main goal of civil disobedience is just positive PR for a given movement?
Oh, no, I don't think that's necessarily the main goal. I mean, I think you'd probably have to talk to each individual civil disobedient as to what their goals are. But I think generally the idea behind civil disobedience is to break an unjust law, to break it publicly, to show how it is unjust, and yes, to gain some publicity from it, whether it's good or it's bad, you will gain publicity, but to bring attention to that issue, to specifically to bring people's discussions at the workplace or with their families to the issue of whatever it is you're being disobedient about, and to promote discussion so that maybe things can move in the right direction eventually and have change occur. And I think a civil disobedient is happy whether they are whether they get away with it or not. Generally, I mean, either way, it's a win for the disobedient, because if they go into the disobedience and they're arrested, they win because the case gets publicity and all the things, good things tend to come from that publicity. And if they aren't arrested, as one man wasn't this week, didn't get a chance to talk about this last night, but yesterday a man walked into the Manchester Police Department holding a bud of marijuana in his hand, much like one of our other activists here in Keene did a few months earlier. The guy in Keene was arrested. This guy was in the police department telling them he wanted to get a meeting with the police chief, standing there holding his marijuana out. They let him stay there in the police department's lobby for a half an hour before he just decided to leave. Nobody ever came out to talk to this guy.
If Andrew had decided to leave after half an hour, then he wouldn't have been arrested either.
It was only about 20 minutes for Andrew, but this guy was there for 30 to 45 minutes before he finally left, and he was in the police department's lobby.
Yeah.
Andrew was out in public somewhere else. So this guy didn't get arrested. And my point is, it was still successful because he didn't get arrested. Then he's showing them for being hypocrites, that they have this law on the books that they're arresting people for right and left, but here they are with the marijuana shoved in their face, and they're not doing anything. So I don't know. I think it depends on what the disobedience goals are. But in general, either way, it turns out is a success. Does that answer your question?
I believe so.
All right, thanks.
The thing I learned from watching that the courtroom unfold is just the giant, uneven application of the rules and regulations that they
Absolutely. The rules apply to us, but not to them. You're right. Thank you for the call, and glad you came out here to visit. And there's a lot of great opportunities for activism of all sorts here in New Hampshire. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Greedy Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're all there, right there on the front page for your downloading convenience. They go back for an entire year. Take them. Use them. Give them away. Try selling them. I don't know if that's going to work for you, but you can try it. Because I'm just not into that whole intellectual property thing. But some people are. Some of the competition in this business is very much so interested in the concept of intellectual property. I think ideas should be free. And those people that have the best ideas will inevitably end up getting paid for them. They'll figure out a way to make money off of coming up with those ideas. And I'm not saying I've got the best ideas in the world. Most of mine are the ones that I have are pretty good, but I borrowed them from people. So I didn't originate many of the ideas that you hear on this program. But what I want to talk about is one of the competitors out there in this talk radio business. And, well, I guess he's not really much competition at the moment. His name is Tom Likas. And maybe if I use his name in the show description tonight at freetalklive.com, he'll sue us too. Because he sued somebody. Now, Tom Likas hosts a talk show, or hosted, he's currently out of work. Tom Likas hosted a talk show called The Tom Likas Show, where he had features like, and I listened to this when I was growing up in Sarasota, Florida. It was on
the air.
I listened
to Tom Likas Show, and I was
entertained. Yeah, I'm not saying he does a bad show. Not saying that at all. I was entertained by his show. I listened regularly to it. But it's one of those kind of hot talky shows where it's very,
blow me up, baby.
Very sex oriented, TNA kind of style content. You know, morning show, morning zoo kind of content, except in the afternoon, and really focusing on relationships and that hot talk style where it's not really about any significant issues of significance beyond men interacting with women.
His shtick seems to be largely. Sort of centered around men getting mistreated by women in the court of law, and mostly that's in California. So I've always wondered why it's unfair.
I think men get mistreated in a lot of cases.
Yeah, but it's most of what he's talking, palimony, for God's sakes. I mean, that doesn't happen in most states.
Well, he also has what he calls, I think it was, what was it, Likas 101, where he teaches men how to, take advantage of women or something like that.
I don't know.
You know, get laid on the first date or something like that. That's the kind of content this guy has. And so, according to Radio Info, radio-info.com, there's been a lawsuit filed, and he's gotten his way. Tom Likas had its desired effect. The lawsuit, he had his desired effect from the lawsuit. It forced fellow talker Brian Whitman to shut down his parody podcast that mimicked Tom Likas. And the podcast was called Fake Likas Podcast. The website was fakelikaspodcast.com or something. I believe that's what it was, because I went to go and look for it to see, well, did they really take this down? And yes, they did. The site is completely down. You can't find anything on archive.org, so you can't really see what it looked like previously. So you can't really tell what it was. So I've never actually been able to hear the guy's podcast. But apparently he's a really talented voice artist, this guy that was doing the imitation of Tom Likas. And Tom Likas is one of those radio puker guys. You know, all the guys who've got a real kind of puke sound to his voice when it's on the air. And so I can imagine that this guy was
branding.
I don't know. A lot of radio guys have that kind of sound. But I can imagine this Whitman character was having a good old time parodying Tom Likas. Other talk show hosts have done this. Phil Hendry, who is another really talented talker out there, has been making fun of Tom Likas for years on his radio show. But I guess since Phil didn't launch his own website making fun of Tom Likas, Tom left him alone and went after this Whitman character. LARadio.com says Likas owns the trademarks to Tom Likas, Likas 101, and Likas.
Well, but you can. There are people with the last name Likas out there. He can trademark a logo or whatever, because that's a trademark. You understand? It's a mark of your trade. You can, so Coca-Cola can trademark the script, that white script within the blue background or whatever, but they can't actually trademark Coca-Cola, is my understanding.
I looked up trademarking once because I got challenged when I made a T-shirt with the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Really?
Yeah.
By the Flying Spaghetti Monster people?
No. Well, someone complained to Cafe Press, And Cafe Press was the one that clamped down, and I think it was just an issue. Cafe Press was being ultra conservative about it. I looked it all up, and it did not fly legally. I mean, even though I'm not a lawyer, I was looking at it. There's no way that this was an issue. And even the creator of the Flying Spaghetti Monster heard about it, and he liked the design I did and didn't think there was anything wrong with what I was doing. But the people, there was apparently someone who was running the Flying Spaghetti Monster store. And I think they had a Cafe Press store. And the funny thing is, if you look it up, they're all over. There's you can get Flying Spaghetti Monster gear all over the place. Mm-hmm. But somehow I got targeted. I don't know what it was. Trademark, you can trademark certain words or
the Flying Spaghetti Monster is an idea, and it's the same idea, so I think you could
you can't trademark like just a concept. There has to be like a specific depiction of something. You can't just say, for instance, you can't own an idea, like a concept. You actually have to have a specific rendition of a specific character or something can be trademarked.
But a trademark, okay, here we go. According to Wikipedia, at least, a trademark is a distinctive sign or indicator used by an individual, business, organization, or other legal entity to identify the products or services to consumers with which the trademark appears, originate from a unique source, and to distinguish its products or services from those of other entities. It's a type of intellectual property that's typically a name, word, phrase, logo, symbol, design, image, or combination of these elements. So, according to that, a logo can be trademarked, but also Mark Edge could be trademarked.
But there are Mark Edges out there. I mean, I've looked up the name on the internet.
Someone tried to use it to make money, if they tried to call their business
Mark
Edge.
There's a guy who makes jewelry out there. If you look up Mark Edge on Google, you will find that before me, you will find a guy who makes jewelry.
Well, the story...
Is he going to come after me?
Well, the story doesn't get into the details, a lot of detail here, but maybe what they're saying here is that Tom Likas can be the only radio Tom Likas. You know, maybe that's why this is an infringement, because this guy's doing radio and Tom Likas is doing radio, and this guy's using Tom Likas' name to promote his podcast, which is a fake Likas podcast. That's what it was called. So it's not like he was trying to pretend like he was Tom Likas.
Well, and that's just it. Parodies are protected form of speech by precedent, at least. So certainly legally you could argue a parody. And that those have been traditionally protected in courts, as I understand.
Well, according to the story here, the Likas character claims that by using his name the way he was, Whitman was violating Likas' trademark. Likas says, "It was aimed at anybody who would try to pretend to be me. He was interfering in my commerce." Likas' lawyer had sent a cease and desist order to Whitman last month to shut down the fake Likas podcast site. The Likas lawsuit, apparently the lawsuit forced him to shut it down. It doesn't say specifically that the court ordered it. Maybe he got scared and decided to shut it down. Maybe he couldn't afford the lawyers that Likas could. But, you know, I bring this up because it just shows that these... It is silly, and I want to get into the details here and how we're different here on Free Talk Live. Because you can take our stuff. Go ahead and use the show name. I don't care. It's Free Talk Live.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue. is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features free. So enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we give ours away. freetalklive.com. In fact, we're talking about one of those other hosts right now. I don't know. Do we have to pay him a royalty every time we mention his name? He's got it trademarked. Tom Likas is his name. If you go and look for the show, you probably won't be able to find it because I'm pretty sure he doesn't give you access to his show for free on his website. And he also currently doesn't have a job, so currently not actually in any sort of talk radio programming mode, this guy. But he is he's a talented host. I mean, I've enjoyed listening to his show in the past. I just think he should be ashamed of what he's doing to another talk show host right now, and that is he threatened another man with a lawsuit. In fact, actually ended up bringing the suit. They sent him a cease and desist first. He ignored that, apparently. And then they actually did bring the lawsuit. From what I understand, this Brian Whitman, the other guy, the man that's being sued, didn't actually end up going to court. He just pulled the site down because the lawsuit was filed, apparently. So he wasn't ordered to pull it down, but he was intimidated enough by the idea of having to go to court that that he pulled it down. So whether this will continue going and they'll keep trying to go after this guy, I don't know. I just think it's sad, you know, that this guy, this Tom Likas, apparently doesn't have anything better to do than go after somebody who's making a parody podcast about him. I mean, don't you have something else that you could be doing with your time? You know, do some show prep or something like that?
Well, he's not doing a show.
Oh, people resort to statism so they won't have to compete.
But it's just so sad. I mean, I've talked about on this show, I don't believe in intellectual property, and people have called in to say, well, Ian, what if I decide to just launch my own Free Talk Live? Okay, go right ahead. In fact, it's already been done. There is a white supremacist group out there that is operating a show with the same name as this one.
How much worse could the scenario get?
Right. Are you going to launch a show and make fun of me? Great. Just give me more publicity. As far as I'm concerned.
People don't realize that. I actually wanted trolls on my side. I don't get enough of them.
You're inviting them right now?
I gave a really brutal response to a troll recently on my board, on my thing. He's not really a troll. I mean, he claims to be a fan.
You mean the comments area of anarchyinyourhead.com?
Yeah. I mean, I want trolls because they, that brews up traffic and controversy. That's all great. When your main thing is your traffic, when you want listeners on Free Talk Live, mm-hmm. that helps you to sell ads. I want traffic on my site that helps me, my sponsors, to make money and everything. The more traffic I get, which helps me. And so, when your goal is to get your stuff out there, controversy is wonderful. I remember when you asked Stefan Molyneux, when you got a chance to interview him, I don't think he likes to talk about it, but you brought up the accusations of
a
cult status and everything. Yeah, I know. The accusations of cult status. Is like, how can we get some rumors like that going about Free Talk Live?
Hey, everybody, I'm the new Messiah. Follow me.
Yeah. that kind of controversy is wonderful for, if someone's parodying you. They say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Absolutely.
It's probably good promotion for Lycus. He shouldn't. I don't think it's good for him to do that, much less, appropriate, someone actually accused Eric in your head of achieving a cult like.
Is that right?
One of the comments was said that Anarchy in Heaven was getting cult like.
So you're a cult leader.
Apparently, because people were leaving most of the comments were just people saying that it was really good.
You are charismatic.
So that makes it a cult. If people just say, if they're just leaving really good comments and just praising it, it's a cult.
One of the defining features of a cult is a charismatic leader.
That's Dale.
I assume that's what we're talking about here.
So Lycus sues this other guy, and he pulls down his website. And I just think it's just a sad example of how the government's intellectual property laws are empowering vindictive people to stop progress, to stop people from doing what they want with their own time and their own money. It's not like Lycus had to pay for this guy's web hosting. He put up his own website. He did his own podcast. He did all of that stuff on his own. And as you point out, Dale, that's probably going to benefit Lycus to some extent by just, creating some controversy. And
and people will hear about him. It's free promotion. I mean, you have to pay for advertising normally. You got this guy who's fake Lycus or whatever. And again, since imitation is sincerest form of flattery, it's probably promoting him.
Well, now, I don't know how much promotion we're getting from having a bunch of white supremacists out there doing a show by the same name. I don't really know. Maybe somebody will Google the name and find our Free Talk Live and listen
very
to
strange,
us.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll show them that bigotry is wrong and that violence is unacceptable and that we're all human beings.
I think the proper response to bad speech, if someone's going out there and saying things that aren't true or whatever, instead of trying to stifle them and shut them up and keep them from speaking, let them speak, but respond to it. Respond to bad speech with more speech.
Or ignore them. I think that you can choose one or the other. I mean, I don't normally talk about the other show out there that it's by the same name, but when there's a discussion about intellectual property, I do like to bring them up as to point out that, yeah, go ahead, name your show Free Talk Live.
It clearly has not been ruining our business.
No, we're doing okay.
How long have they been at it? More than, like, 4 years, haven't they? We've been up here for 3 years. I know they were doing it when we were down in Florida. So if they're still at it, and you said they might be coming back, is that right?
I spot I've got a Google alert that goes off for my name, or not my name, but Free Talk Live. And I do not have one for my name. I have one for Free Talk Live, I have one for Liberty Radio Network, and one for Free Keen. And so anytime somebody mentions Free Talk Live on their website, on their blog, it usually comes up on my radar. So I do see it pop up from time to time. There was a period of time where there's nothing something happening because the host killed himself, killed his girlfriend or wife, and then offed himself. So
in the trailer.
You know, the universe has a wonderful way of just kind of correcting problems on its own. And so can you imagine what would have happened if I'd spent a bunch of my time trying to do something about this?
Right. A bunch of time and money going after this guy who ends up killing himself and his frickin' and his girlfriend in their trailer anyway.
Right. I would have to spend time and effort copywriting or trademarking and going through whatever those governmental processes are like.
Oh, don't worry, I got that taken care of.
Hiring a lawyer. Oh, yeah? You've trademarked Free Talk Live?
I don't want somebody stealing stuff.
Have you really? You've really gone and done something like that?
Okay, wow.
Whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
What's wrong with it?
I wouldn't use the government's...
Yeah,
I did it quite some time ago. It's not sad anything. I mean,
what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
So why did you do it?
In case it gets the show gets abused in some horrible way.
Who's going to abuse me?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of what Lycus had going for him.
I guess I don't understand your motivation.
To make sure that, you know, the intellectual property that is Free Talk Live does not get misused. What if a station manager decides that he doesn't want to, play the commercials that air during our show?
I'll never know.
Yeah, you could if we were big enough.
How would I know?
We would be in the marketplace. Somebody would report it to us.
What does that have to do with trademark? That's contract infringement.
Well, it wouldn't be a trademark infringement if they decide to play the show that's in no way ours, even though we do it because they didn't have a contract with us in the first place.
I don't understand what you just said.
Fine, man. I'm just trying to protect the show.
So you're using a criminal gang and violence to protect the show? We were fine with that. Anyway, I didn't give you permission to do that, Mark, because it just goes to show. I don't care. Go ahead and, fill out all the government paperwork you want. I don't even remember where I was going with that. So there's this other show out there, and if I had spent my time on doing silly nonsense like Mark did, apparently, if I had spent my time doing that and then trying to figure out how to hire a lawyer, trying to, go after these people and threaten them and go and file a lawsuit, I wouldn't have been able to focus on calling radio stations. I wouldn't have been able to focus on answering emails. I wouldn't have been able to focus on launching, new features on the website and things like that. I would have been too busy focusing on creating this adversarial, conflicting situation with somebody else out there that's just out there doing their own thing. Why would I want to waste my time with that crap?
I hear you.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you can learn how to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on the air on more radio stations, get Free Talk Live into more ears around the internet. And one of those things is we've got our logo font. I mean, we've been talking about intellectual property. We don't own that font. It's just one of the many, many fonts out there on the internet. We just put some of the letters together and made it say Free Talk Live. So if you want to make your own Free Talk Live stuff, you can use the font. It's right there. We've got all kinds of flyers and promotional stuff all for you to use in whatever way you think is best. The show logo and vector graphics. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And I've said a couple of times on the show that Atlas Shrugged is unabridged at 82 hours. I'm wrong. It's unabridged at 62 hours. My mistake. But you can get Atlas Shrugged or any other book there at audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Before we continue with these calls, Mark, I want to clarify our discussion. I was shocked to discover what I thought was that you had trademarked Free Talk Live or something like that. You did not effectively rebut that for me. We found out during the break that, in point of fact, you did not go through any governmental application process to do any trademarking of Free Talk Live. What you did do was send mail to yourself?
Yeah, I mean, things are, you know, it's proving that we started stuff at different times and that the show is ours and that kind of thing.
So that's it. You didn't go and apply, fill out forms, or anything like that.
I don't see any reason to do that when you have when you can, you know, sort of prove the time frame that you've been doing things.
Okay,
I mean,
so
pretty clearly, I don't think anybody's going to argue that Free Talk Live is your and my show at this point.
Sure. Okay. I feel better about that now because I was shocked when I thought I'd heard you say that you'd gone through some sort of governmental process. Anyway, let's continue with your calls. Just want to make sure we got that out there.
You could find out about a radio station that was playing the show without our knowledge. I mean, they have internet radios now. I listened to today I was listening to K-Sky out of Dallas.
So. Well, there are a lot of stations that don't have internet streams. There is that point as well.
It wouldn't really matter if it's in a crappy little market.
Anyway, let's continue here. You can bring up anything, and it is Zach in Washington. I wouldn't sue that station either, though. If they were running us without our permission, what am I going to do, spend my time trying to stop them from doing that? Go ahead, put us on the air. At least you're running our live ads. All right, more on the way here. Zach is in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, Zach?
Ian and Mark, I was wondering how much of an introduction you had gotten to objectivism.
Not so much. People will call and talk about it from time to time. I know it's something that Ayn Rand put together, and I've read Anthem. I haven't read any of her other books.
I've heard that objectivism is to objectivity as Scientology is to science.
In some ways. I've read up a little bit on it, and I've read Atlas Shrugged, and I follow it and listen to objectivists on YouTube and different things like that. So,
I don't know about the Scientology thing, but I am an objectivist, and if you're a voluntarist and a capitalist and you're interested in reason, then I would say there's a good chance you could be an objectivist as well.
Well, why would it be then that Terry Goodkind, the science fiction fantasy author, Mark, you look scared.
Nothing's going. I was just wondering.
Interviewed Terry Goodkind on this show, and he's all for the war in Iraq, and he called himself an objectivist.
A lot of objectivists. In fact, the sort of official Ayn Rand organization, I guess it's the one that she sort of left her legacy to or whatever, is actually very apologetic about. No, I shouldn't even say apologetic, but supportive of the war in Iraq.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like anything I'd want to be associated with. What do you have to say to that?
Well, what I would say was you should get to talk to someone or listen to someone directly from the Ayn Rand Institute, not someone from the outside. And, you know, objectivists can be in favor of using force if it's, you know, self-defense. So
they actually favor the Ayn Rand Institute, as I understand it, defended the Iraq War. I think that's their official position on it, is that they defended the Iraq War, and it's not defending force is understandable in the appropriate context, but not violating the NAP, as I understand it. Objectivists do believe in the NAP, but using force in a collectivist manner.
The NAP is the non-aggression principle.
What's shocking to me is objectivists that defend a monopoly-style government on the basis of need.
No, I don't think. Basically, they don't believe in coercive funding for government through tax.
But they believe in a monopoly form of government.
Well,
and they believe
really
in
be
it.
Monopoly,
and the arguments I always get from objectivists is a need-based argument. And I could argue the need for God. You know, I could say we need God because otherwise we will die. When our bodies die, we won't go on and live forever.
We need the tooth fairy. Somebody has to give us money.
Right.
But as voluntarists, I mean, you do believe in self-defense.
Yeah.
And you do believe in protection agencies.
Non-monopolistic.
Mark would not call himself a voluntarist. I can see him getting ready to input his disclaimer.
Well, I think it's just an issue of terminology, because what they call a government is not funded by coercive taxes. It's essentially a protection agency, and what they call it a monopoly, what they mean is they believe that there shouldn't be a lot of.
Well, here's what I guess my question for you, Zach, is why I would want to. I mean, I've already decided that voluntarist is a pretty good label. It's not the best. It confuses some people
It's going to get corrupted, like anarchy.
Maybe it confuses some people as far as, you know, well, are you saying everything should be you should be volunteer cops and volunteer fire department?
Right.
That tends to be one of the confusions with voluntarist. Autonomist might be a little bit more accurate,
right.
But at least with voluntarist and autonomist, it's not a a personality cult. It's not coming from one person necessarily. You can't really trace voluntarism or autonomism to Ayn Rand.
It's very dogmatic in a lot of ways. I call myself objectivist-ish. But I do agree with a lot of objectivism, and I think there's some excellent stuff to get from the philosophy that Ayn Rand talked about. But I do see a lot of people sort of following it religiously, which is ironic because they're very anti-religion. But they do seem to almost make a sort of a cult out of. I don't want to call it a cult. It's such a knee-jerk thing to do. But you know, they're very religious about it.
I think it just appears that way to people from the outside. But it's very much advocating individual thought. And just because someone made, that's a philosopher, made a particularly large advancement and body of work, just happens to be that if you focus a lot on, you know, it comes from that person.
But you're not giving me any persuasive reasons to, because I'm already a voluntarist. Now you're saying, well, come over here and join the Objectivist Club. Why? Right. What's in it for me?
Okay, here's the reason why. The reason, first of all, why do you want freedom to begin with?
So I can live my life unmolested by people that would otherwise try to control me?
Right. Okay. So if you want that to be sustainable in the long run, I think you're going to need more than just freedom. You're going to need reason as well.
So, wait a minute, Mark. Don't interrupt him. I want him to persuade me, and we're running out of time. So give me some reasons, reason, et cetera. Continue.
Okay. So basically, you have voluntarists that may be faith-based and whatnot, but faith is very much easily invokes things like authorities, coercion. Non-thinking and doing things by command is inherent. It's very similar to faith. It's doing things without thinking individually, having a rational, reason-based mindset, as well as protection agency, whatever.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I'm understanding you. You're saying that I should not consider myself a voluntarist, that I should come into the Objectivist camp because there are some religious voluntarists?
No, I think you should look into Objectivism more, because I don't think just to start off, look into Objectivism more, because I don't think it rejects anything you currently have. Plus, I believe it'll preserve and ensure what you want in the long run.
Well, I don't think it can do any of those things.
Objectivists don't have a monopoly on reason.
They've been their organization is getting less potent.
Maybe
less
that's
powerful.
Why he's trying to recruit me.
Right. I mean, for some reason, Objectivists had their big kick around the 70s and that kind of thing, and now it's getting less and less influential. You know, I mean, I don't know what they're doing wrong, but it's not going anywhere. It's not going up.
Well, I don't feel my beliefs.
When I say faith, I'm not just talking about religion. There's many forms of faith that taking things by diktat or command or whatever. But having that is a doorway in to allowing other coercions.
Do you listen to the show regularly? I mean, is that the impression you get from listening to the show that we're doing things based on faith? I mean, aren't we? I feel like a lot of the where we're coming from, we talk about it from a reason point of view. I mean.
The evidence shows
we are we're rejecting the common viewpoint of these.
I have to say,
take a look at Objectivism.
I'm sorry, Zach, we're short on time. Call back. We can continue this discussion at a later time. Call tomorrow night, beginning of the show or something like that. We can pick it up again. I thank you for the call tonight. I can't say I've been persuaded at all. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, it has been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can see us online at freetalklive.com. Join Dale at anarchyinyourhead.com. See you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.